This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm only going to be doing 1 hour of a show today. It'll be a repeat of the same hour. And the reason is I've been under the weather. I haven't had my voice, as you can tell. But I wanted to get back with everybody over this election. And I already made a video on Kev Talks about this. And essentially what I told everybody is something very simple. Donald Trump won the election. There's no question about that. What you're watching happen before your very eyes is an attempted theft of a duly elected election of a duly elected president. Now, they tried it once before and failed, and this time they strategized. They said, we will have the ballots ready to go, and whatever we need in whatever battleground state, we'll have it ready to go. Now, if you believe that Donald Trump will let this go, that he'll roll over, then case closed. Maybe Trump will say, you know what, I did 4 years. And I'm going to get into all this because there's some aspects of this that I want everybody to think about as you're going, it's over, because people were texting me, oh my gosh. And I was sicker than a dog, and I'll get into that a little bit. Still am sick, by the way. But people were texting me, Kev, what do you think? What do you think? I think exactly what I said. Donald Trump had no problem beating demented, crooked Joe Biden and the crooked machine that runs with him. It is an impossibility for him to lose. And the only way that he loses is if he gets pencil whipped. And if he's smart, he will be prepared for that. And he will say, we are contesting every race, every battleground state, every ballot that is found. We are going to make sure somebody validates that individual. And if he's smart, that's what he'll do. Because this is a coup. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. So the first thing I want you to understand is that you as an individual, you, the American who watched this country go down the drain, decided, and you may even have voted for Barack Obama before, but you watched this country go down the drain and you said, you know what, enough is enough. And you voted for Donald Trump the first time. Maybe reluctantly, maybe you didn't, but you voted for him this time, and you saw those rallies, and you learned to ignore the polls, and the polls, of course, were completely wrong again. There is nothing that backs up Biden being anywhere in this race. Nothing. If the Democrats, it's amazing to me how these people will write to me and want to gloat. I go, man, it's amazing how you people can gloat when you know you're nothing but a bunch of scumbag liars. That's what you want to gloat about? Oh, well, my kid got into school because we paid for blankety blank or this or that. Nothing is earned by them. They don't want to earn anything. They want the easy way. That's why I tell people all the time, if you don't like the feeling of close elections or whatever, the feeling of losing like we felt in 2008 and 2012, if you don't like that feeling, you got to do something radical. You have to do something that changes the hearts and minds of people in such a way that they go, what just happened? That's how you do it. And we don't do that. We don't want to challenge. The closest person to challenging that has been Donald Trump. And he's done a miraculous job of doing it, but he can't do it by himself. People talk to me, well, the black vote or this part. Donald Trump won a tremendous amount of the black vote. Believe me. And the female vote, all the votes, the LGBT vote, he won a tremendous amount of every one of those votes. You can't find an enthusiastic Biden supporter if you put a gun to their heads. If they told you the truth, they would not tell you they vote for him enthusiastically. He's an old fart, well past his time, and never should have been allowed to run because he suffers from dementia. And that's who they want. So the first thing you got to do is you got to take heart in knowing you stood up. You did the ethical, moral thing. There was nothing that you did that was below the belt. You didn't cheat in any way. You just showed up and you voted. You didn't look for illegal votes. You just said, we're going to do it. Just like he showed up to rallies. Just like he called talk shows. Just like you write to editors. I've seen every methodology that you've used to showcase you're out there. And you won. And nobody can take that away from you. You didn't do anything wrong. And let's hope that Donald Trump decides he's going to fight on your behalf. Because he can see the numbers. He can see that suddenly we go to sleep, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you wake up and he's down. He was up by, I think Philadelphia, they said 700,000 votes, and suddenly he's down. Wisconsin, he was up, then he's down. Come on. So they're gonna have the guts. I don't have an answer for you. But the second part of what I want to talk about when we come back is the Democrats. The level of skullduggery is unbelievable. But they got to live with their choices. And if it turns out that Biden miraculously pulls this off, he's their clown to bear. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I'm just looking at my Twitter feed from the day after the election, and with stuff like Donald Trump up by 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania. They decided to stop counting votes. He's up 57% to 42%. Here's one from Sebastian Gorka. Ignore the experts, ignore the charts. There's only two questions. Are the real Donald Trump's lawyers better and tougher than theirs? Does the GOP have balls? Nothing else matters. Rob O'Donnell tweeted this. As a Pennsylvania resident, I demand a full forensic audit and after-action report of the Secretary of State and each county office that couldn't fulfill their electoral duty on Election Day. And it went on to talk about incompetence or whatever. Here's one. Mike Yoder. While we were asleep, Michigan just happened to find 138,339 ballots. All just happened to be votes for Biden. Here's John Cardillo. Blue states were immediately called. Red states were not. Counting was paused to find ballots. We all see what's going on here. Eliza Martinez said, Trump is right. They stopped counting when the votes weren't going their way. He's already won this. Keep praying for God to intercede. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. I'm a bit under the weather. Let me go ahead and talk a little bit about that. So I had traveled through two or three places and got back. I didn't feel good. I had like a flu bug. And for the first week, I fought this flu bug. And it was, I'm not going to say it was mild, but it wasn't a tough flu. It was just a regular flu to me. And I'm not really worried about the flu. I beat it. I'm fit. So I had it. But after a week, I still had this lingering fever. And I was thinking, this is weird, you know, because, so anyway, for the next three or four days, and the fever is what makes you feel bad. If you have a flu, it's that fever. So I said, okay, well, it's lingering, but it's not bugging me. So today, I'm going to break this fever. So I decided I'd break the fever. I'd get bowled up like a little burrito, and I start breaking the fever. And I'd get my fever broken, man, just in a puddle of sweat. I mean, I'm in sweat gear. I'm layered. I'm in a burrito blanket. I got a beanie on my head to keep, you know, stuff from escaping. And long story short, I break the fever. I get out of my clothes. I change it all. Excuse me. And I feel wonderful until later on in the evening. And it came back. And I'm thinking, this is weird. Because when I break a fever for the flu, because that feeling of, oh, finally. Because you don't get the chills anymore, nothing. So everything's going good. Second day, wake up, feeling horrible again. I'm like, wow, fever's back. Let's figure out what to do. So I broke this thing 4 days in a row. Always slight reprieve, feeling good, and then feeling bad. And I'm talking, and by the fourth day, Melissa says to me, we got to get you to the doctor. Because this is not normal. You know, you normally break these fevers, it's done. And she gets to tell that my body wasn't healing right. I mean, you know, and she knows me better than I do sometimes. So, long story short, I go to the doctor. I go to this one of these urgent care places. And they check my lungs and they say, well, looks like you've got a low-grade pneumonia in your right side of your lung. Okay, well, whatever. But they said, your oxygen sat is so low, we're a little concerned. Because your oxygen saturation should be in the 98-99 percentile. And I was at 91-92. So they said, we'd like to send you to emergency and have them take a look at you. I said, I'll go ahead and go. So we go over to emergency. I wait hours. And so they finally get me in. They do all the basics. But the doctor comes in, he says, hey, he goes, you sure you don't have COVID? And I said, I don't know why I would. I mean, I've traveled a lot, but I take this Schweppes and zinc it felt like I'm just a regular flu. He goes, well, let's go ahead and test and everything and see what's going on. He goes, the thing that bothers me is you talking about not being able to break this fever. And he goes, I had COVID in May. This is a young guy. He goes, I had COVID in May. And he goes, that's what my issue was. And so at this point, I'm like, you know what? I don't really, if I got it, great. Just get me on the right meds because I know something's different here. So they do the test and everything, and as it turns out, I get the Wu flu. So, which is the reason why the fever continued to come back. And he goes, you could have battled through it, but he goes, it would have just been a horrible experience. So he puts me on, I think it's called Zetaquinoquine or what, I don't know. It starts with an A. It's one of those. And it's immediate. immediately my body's like, whoop, okay, that was it. So here's my warning to you. Well, two things. Number one, masks don't help because I wore a mask on every plane I flew on to every location that I was forced to wear it. And somebody gave me I got it breathing through a stupid mask. So for those of you who believe that the mask is going to protect you, it's not. The second thing is, if you get any kind of a bug, you feel like you're sick, get the test. Because once they start giving you this azithromycin or whatever it's called, it immediately, the symptoms, they subside. As I said early on, this was not the worst flu bug I ever had. It was mild, had a little bit of a scratchy throat, you know, got the chills, knew something had hit me, and just went, okay, well, it is what it is. And within a week, I was better, which is typically what happens for the flu. And then after that, it's when it kicked into this other mode that's tough to beat. And I understand why people like Boris Johnson go, oh, whatever the procedure they put him on saved his life. I understand how they feel that way. Because once you continually get your body up to a, you know, 102 temperature and you break it, and then it goes back up and cycles back up to that, and then you break it, and you do that three or four times, and it's not working, your body starts to go, wait a minute, KJ, how long you think you want me to work at this, bro? Because I could feel my body going, hey, man, how many times we got to go through this? And I just kept saying as much as necessary. But I do understand, because you start to get like, this is not right. But you get on the right meds and you're good to go. So cautionary tale, masks don't work.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump camp is challenging the ongoing vote count in the battleground state of Nevada. During a news briefing in Las Vegas, former Director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell says Nevada continues to count illegal votes. He also says,
it's publicly available information that non-residents have voted. There is a 30-day residency requirement in the state of Nevada. If you haven't been in the state for 30 days, it is illegal to vote.
The Labor Department reporting on Thursday, 751,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's a drop from 758,000 the week before. But analysts had been predicting 732,000. You're listening to USA Radio News. The nation is topping 100,000 new coronavirus cases in the United States in a single day for the first time. The COVID Tracking Project reporting there were 103,000 new cases reported on Wednesday. El Paso, Texas, with a record number of COVID-19 cases, and hospitals down there are near or at capacity.
We cannot afford to lose any more lives.
Just over 1,100 people died from COVID-19 on Wednesday. Votes are continuing to be counted in Georgia, where President Trump is holding on to a slim lead. Gabriel Sterling is Georgia's Secretary of State, COO.
These people are not involved in voter fraud. These people are not involved in voter suppression. I'm telling you, they're doing their jobs every day. It's hard, and we are thankful to them for it, and we're going to work with them to make sure that every legal, lawful ballot is counted.
Sterling saying he believes everything could be wrapped up in Georgia by later today. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kaylee McEnany had tweeted, currently President Trump winning in Rust Belt states by enormous margins compared to 2016. And here she gave some numbers. Wisconsin, 2016, it was at 22,748. In 2020, he was at 104,963 with only 77% reporting. That's the difference. He was up 80,000 more in 2020 than in 2016. Michigan, he was leading 10,704. In 2020, it was at 289,703 with 61% reporting. Pennsylvania, 2016, 44,000 votes and change. 2020, 697,000 votes with 66% reporting. Blowing numbers out the margins. Dinesh D'Souza tweeted this. This is a crisis, a political crisis, potentially a constitutional crisis, undoubtedly a moral crisis. Not a time to panic. We need calm calculation and firm resolution to see our way through it. Steve Dace tweeted this. When you went to bed, Trump was ahead and the counting miraculously stopped. When you woke up, it resumed when Biden miraculously garnered Chavez-like totals in the dead of night. This is a coup. James Woods tweeted this. Since when do they just stop counting votes on Election Day in America? Let me give you this one too. Giuliani tweeted, Trump now leads in Pennsylvania by 700,000 votes with 74% cast. It is a lie that it is too close to call. That is cheating. And I could go on. This is probably one of the most amazing, blatant, in-your-face attempts at a coup that I've ever seen. And you're saying the same thing. By the way, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You're feeling the same thing. That these people, and I want to go into the Democrats, because here's what I want you to understand about the Democrats and what you can say to them to their faces, to their lying faces, is that they will do whatever it takes. They don't care about cheating. A win is a win for them. If they get something that you have, it's a win. If you wonder why black kids run into these stores and loot and just, you know, ascend on them like locusts, and people just go, huh, it is what it is, it's because that's winning at all costs. How are you going to stop them when you're doing the same thing at a different level? Let them win. Let them go rip off some little bodega in their neighborhood. So what? They never have a grocery store there anymore. So what? Nobody wants to open a business anywhere near a black neighborhood. So what? It's an inconvenience to the very people Democrats say they want to help. You think it matters to them? It's unbelievable. This is a planned coup, and I gotta ask myself, if I was a Democrat, is this the way? Are you gonna raise your kids this way? The short answer for them is yes. We gotta ask ourselves this question though. How long do we tolerate this? How long do we put up with the nonsense of knowing what types of people these guys are? And we overlook it. Unbelievable. This country would never replace Donald Trump with a brain-dead moron like Joe Biden, a man who's had 47 years to accomplish absolutely nothing. It would never happen in a million years. And I hope Trump fights this. I hope he pulls it out. I still believe he will. But let me tell you this. The idea that we could allow this to get to this level is what's most scary to me. Okay, here we go. Another tweet. These are old tweets. Up 4 points in Wisconsin, 85% of the vote in. Up 9 in Michigan with 62% in. Up 14 in Pennsylvania with 64% in. Up 6 in Georgia with 87% in. And Joe Biden insists he'll win. And he isn't saying he thinks he has a chance. He's saying he's going to win. I hope Trump and his team do exactly what Gorka said. And I hope they decide they're going to do something about this. A lady named Carrie said, the Democrats forget that if you're going to try to cheat a win, the results have to be accepted and believed. We all saw Trump's rally sizes. We all watched Biden barely campaign. I will never believe nor accept the Biden victory is legitimate. And neither will Trump. Now, I was up at 2 a.m. and I watched Trump give his speech. He says, look, we're winning. We're winning in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Ohio. He goes, by big margins. So he's going, unless something weird happens. But see, I think Trump's ready. I think, let me read this one. This one was the one that says 100% of nearly 140,000 consecutively counted ballots in Michigan went to Biden. You believe that? So here's one from Ryan Severa, a TV guy. People who are complaining about what Trump just said are the same people ignoring that Pennsylvania AG suggested yesterday there was no legitimate way that Trump could win the state and directed voters to ask questions to call the Democratic Party for information. I just got to tell you how I look at this, and I want to talk you off the ledge because there's no reason for the Democrats to gloat. If they do get what they want, is it really what they want? Is it really what is best for the country? Is it what's best for them? The short answer is, of course not. They got exactly what they wanted under Barack Obama. And what did it get them? Nothing. Joe Biden doesn't make it 4 years. President Kamala Harris takes over. You really believe that person is going to be a world leader for us? The cackling skank who slept her way to the top is going to be the person representing us around the world as a world leader? Really, Democrats? You think she's prepared for the level of negotiation to be read in on the things that impact this country to the level that they do. Unbelievable. So, all I can tell you is, here's this. The real Donald Trump campaign has sent out a fundraising saying they will be taking the Biden team to court for trying to steal this election by counting ballots from after the election day. Good. I hope that's true. I hope that they just, that it just becomes a, well, there's a lot of things I hope that'll happen. And I'm going to get into Trump's legacy here in the last part of the hour. But I hope that Donald Trump is the guy that we thought him to be, and that he, because the one thing that I said the whole time when everybody was talking to me about ballot harvesting and saying, Kevin, you know, there's all these, I agreed with it. I said the only way they win is if they pencil whip us, if the ballot harvesting works, the mail-in ballots, whatever else. But I'm going to defer on the system because I believe that there is an electronic record of everybody that's out there who voted and why. There's a person who put their card on. I watched how they did it when I went to vote. And I believe that Donald Trump will deploy somebody at every single one of those places and say, this ain't going to be over until it's over. Now, I know that's what I hope. I think that's what many of you hope. So we'll see what happens. But I got to tell you, it isn't surreal because it was predictable. But it's surreal in the sense that the Democrats consistently believe that cheating is the way to go. They have no problem doing it. And if you look at this from a practical point of view, there is no possibility of this man defeating Trump. And that is the thing that I think bugs me the most, is that these lefties just fly in the face of reason and they say, I don't care what you think. We understand. They know we know. They know we're onto them. And they still want to try this. So I'll give you an example. If indeed it's true that 140,000 votes were found and they were all for Biden, if Donald Trump allows that to happen and doesn't contest it, I mean, where are we as a republic? How can you recover from this? Anyway, we'll get back. We'll talk about it later.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The cheat is in by the Democrats, but the president appears to be vowing to fight this attempted coup, because that's essentially what it was, another coup attempt. There is no way Joe Biden defeated President Trump. I told you guys with 100% authority that Donald Trump would defeat Joe Biden in a fair election. And I know it with 100% authority. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm a bit under the weather. I feel great. My voice is still not quite back. That's why I had to do a bunch of best ofs, and I apologize for that, but there's nothing I could do. I was gravely ill for a while. It was insane. Got the right meds, and everything's perfectly fine. And as I warn you guys, if you get a chance, get that stupid COVID test, because it's not like a regular flu. And once they give you the azithromycin or whatever it's called, it knocks it out like nothing. It's a mild version of the flu if you get the right meds. But if you don't get the right meds, your body will fight it like a flu, and it'll wear you down. And I had other minor complications, nothing to do with that, but just other issues that didn't help things. But the point is, get tested, and if you do have it, it's not, I mean, unless you're 80 plus years old or something, it's not going to knock you out. It'll knock you down for a little bit, but it won't knock you out. So I want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump and what he's meant to the country. So we've got the best president in modern history, who there are people that want you to believe that this country will replace him with a brain-dead moron who's got 47 years of doing nothing except feathering the nest of his entire family because he's the big guy. And they also want you to believe that while Trump was winning in all these battleground states, when you went to sleep, the vote suddenly dropped in and it was all Biden. And the one that got me was 140,000 votes, I think, in Michigan, that just all for Biden. Not even smart enough to say, let's make it 60-40 or something like that. And the reason they couldn't do it is because Trump was winning in such overwhelming numbers all over the country. I read a lot of tweets from people that think like you and me. They get it. You get it. You know it in your heart. When I make the prediction that Donald Trump would easily defeat Biden, there isn't even a guess to that. Of course he'd easily defeat Biden. Biden's easy to defeat. He's a moron. But let's talk a little bit about what Trump has done. Because I told you guys before, I said, it doesn't matter. This is an important election, no question about it. They all are. But I could go back to 2008 and ask you, how important was that election for us when Barack Obama was going to get elected and we were concerned about the Supreme Court and judges and all this other stuff and his radical agenda and all that? How important was the election then? Pretty important election for most of us. We felt like the entirety of the nation held in the balance. Barack Obama was probably going to appoint Supreme Court justices. We didn't know how many at the time. We were concerned that this whole shift of radical Muslim and Islam into the nation and all that, and it all occurred. Everything we could think of. We got stupid Obamacare. We got radical Islamization of America. And I could give you 10 other things that you would go, whoa, we did, we got that. We got liberalism on steroids. We got Black Lives Matter. We got hands up, don't shoot. We had police that were being shot at. We had scandals on top of scandals. We had them defying, telling us they did not like us. They hated us. They hate everything we stand for. That's what we got with Barack Obama. And then he promised, if he couldn't get the budget cut by half, deficit by half, in his first 4 years, he shouldn't be reelected. He shouldn't have been reelected. We got him again. And in both election cycles, I can tell you, devastating. Devastating losses. And then he appoints Sotomayor and Kagan to the Supreme Court. And we were like, can't get any worse. Holy cow. So, what were you thinking then? So then 2016 occurs, and what happens? Barack Obama weaponizes the DOJ, tries to get Donald Trump out, but they handpicked him. for it to go against Hillary. They try to defeat him. They promise us he'll never be president, and he makes it. And what did Donald Trump do? First thing he did, he started bringing manufacturing back. Now, you watch Joe Biden, if he becomes president, which, you know, if this country is what I think it is, he won't. But watch somebody try to undo that. Joe Biden doesn't know how to create a manufacturing job. So, but let's watch what happens. What did Trump do? Brings back manufacturing, renegotiates trade deals that are much more in line with American policy, goes after NATO, says pay your bills, goes after the G7 and other trade initiatives, and starts negotiating with different countries over trade deals that positively impact America and stop making us the whipping boy, and then negotiates world peace. Just to name a few things. This is a man who in his private life has accomplished tremendous amounts. Then, as president, he does something even more so. Now, what else did he do? Let's talk about the Trump legacy. The first part of the Trump legacy, the part that isn't going to get heralded as much as it should, is how you feel. It's how you now look at Republicans and look at politics. And you say, you know what? I don't need to be a Republican. I don't need to be an independent. I don't need to be anything. But I can tell you what I'm not. I'm not a Joe Biden person. I'm not a Pelosi, a Schumer, a Comey, an Obama, a crook, a lying skank. I'm none of those things. I will proudly stand as a proud Trump supporter. And I bet there are many of you now who say, we would meet. I'd be happy to wear the MAGA flag, MAGA hat, whatever. Huh. There's that legacy, but there's a bigger legacy. That's the legacy I told you guys earlier. I said, you know, we think about what presidents leave behind. Yeah, Trump moved Jerusalem's, you know, our embassy into Jerusalem. He, did amazing things in settling down Iran. Can you imagine how less safe the world would be under a Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in dealing with Iran nuclear programs and dealing with China and dealing with Russia? At the very least, he set the stages for all this. He got us out of the Paris Climate Accords. They can put us back in, but you want to pay those taxes? Wait till you see what happens. Let the legacy of what the Democrats want for this country play itself out, even though it looks like Trump's going to fight. Good for him. But what about those judges? Barack Obama was the end of the world, man. We got him. He got in. Because we were like, he's going to put in new Supreme Court judges. Oh, my gosh. How many will he get? They're old. Yada, yada. And he got two. Almost got a third. Trump got three. The court is officially 6-3. The number of federal judges that are now impacting this country's decisions is a legacy that will live for decades. And you're already seeing the outcome of many of those decisions. So that threw enough of a monkey wrench into things to where Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, whoever is going to be president if Trump doesn't win, which I have to believe he will. I do. I believe it. But whatever it turns out to be, you can't disrupt that. You can't disrupt that feeling you have. You can't disrupt the idea that you know we fought a solidly good fight and we didn't cheat. We did it by the book and we won. And that's what you can hang your hat on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.